B-Pod Studios.
Now,
Bizarre.
WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
Officials at a wildlife refuge have an action plan to encourage a bear cub to come down from a tree that's over a tiger pen where it's been stuck for days. The assistant director for the CARE Foundation says that if the bear does not come down from the tree by late last night, the plan was they were going to move one of the tigers out of its cage and into a different enclosure. Now, the hope is that once the tiger is out of the cub's sight, it will finally come down and run back into the wild safely. It's a wild bear.
Okay. Oh, I thought it was another...
No. Not at the
exhibit,
zoo.
Okay.
They've avoided moving the tiger, so they didn't disrupt her routine.
Right, because she usually likes to do her accounting in the morning.
Yeah, but now they say that they want the pit put the bear at ease. The cub is not a resident of the refuge, but has found its way onto the tree over the tiger enclosure.
It's still there.
No
as
kidding.
As of an hour ago, yeah.
Okay.
So are there will they dart it if they have to? If it
No. They'll just take the tiger out of its enclosure.
Okay.
But they don't like to change the tiger's routine.
Right.
Because it's gotten used to this way of life. So anyhow, it's been up there for several days. The bear is starting to get tired and restless. Officials say he slumped over and is lower on the tree than had been. So they're going to try and do something about that if they can.
Do you remember that show that used to pit animals against animals?
Yeah.
I think they did pit a tiger against a bear, correct?
Don't remember.
Okay.
I don't remember. They did all kinds of matchups with alligators versus
pigeons,
other big animals. So... A man was naked from the waist down when he broke into an elementary school, and he spread some feces around in the process.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Deputy said a school resource officer at Bear Lake Elementary School noticed signs of a break-in. Surveillance video showed a man, later identified as 25-year-old Christian Dominic Shea, jumping a fence on the property around 2 a.m. Deputies say they found cake frosting on drawers, desks, and chairs in a classroom. There were frosting footprints across the floor as well. The opened cake container was found in the classroom's trash can along with a child's sweatshirt that was covered in frosting and feces.
I don't have a lot to offer the children, so I bring frosting and feces.
Handprints and footprints of fecal matter were found at the window ledge in the classroom where Shea broke in. A stapler was found placed in a toilet, and a TV remote that was covered in feces and frosting was located in the bathroom as well.
So sometime during the night, that all made sense to this guy.
Yeah.
I can't leave without putting the stapler in the toilet.
Deputy said a laptop worth $600 was found in a trash can outside the cool and soiled with men's underwear. A soiled men's underwear was found hanging from a building. Shea was on the campus till about 4:30 a.m., so he hung out for a few hours.
It was
a
long night.
Yeah. During the investigation, deputies said employees at the school recognized Shea as being involved in previous incidents. He was located, told deputies that he was the man in the surveillance video, and he believes that he committed the crime because he smoked a marijuana blunt that had been laced with an unknown substance.
I had three testicles.
That's him. Here we go.
On Saturday, an employee at an Akron McDonald's was stabbed by a customer who became irrationally upset over the cost of his McDouble order. Daryl Roberts, 63 years old, was charged with felonious assault after he pulled a knife on a female employee after he began arguing with her over his order. The female employee told police that Roberts came and began arguing with her about the cost of his order. Roberts called her a racial slur, and at that point she told him that he wasn't getting any food and that he had to leave. So he pulled out a knife, walked around the counter to confront the employee, and he swung a knife at her and cut the employee on her left forearm.
It seems reasonable to attempt to kill someone over a McDonald's meal.
Other employees inside the restaurant were able to get the knife out of his possession and escort him out. Police located Roberts. He admitted he was upset over allegedly being overcharged for two McDoubles. He admitted to having the knife but said that he left it inside the restaurant, but he was arrested. An Illinois high school coach and his school district are facing a lawsuit in connection with allegations that he fostered a culture of longstanding systemic ritualized hazing and bullying, including an incident of the naked Oreo run.
Ooh, oh, man. Boy, okay.
Head football coach and math teacher Jeffrey Boyer, assistant coach and Super Bowl champion Sean Considine.
Yeah.
Others in the athletic department and the Byron School District are all co-defendants against a plaintiff who claims he was assaulted on the return leg of a bus ride to the team's 2018 state title loss. Per the lawsuit, football player Richard Messling placed his penis on the plaintiff's face while he was sleeping on the bus.
You just don't do that.
That act allegedly followed a naked Oreo run in which players ran naked across the school's football field with an Oreo wedge between their butt cheeks. Immediately after the team returned from a building team exercise is when that happened. So
that's a team exercise?
That's what they learned at the team building exercise. Right. Was let's go out and shove. Yeah, so anyhow.
Son, you're never going to be a good athlete if you can't get a cookie up your ass.
In a unique twist, the lawsuit in question claims that the plaintiff was bullied because he refused to take part in the Oreo run, not that he was bullied into participating against his will. He claims general atmosphere of indifference to the acts of hazing and bullying directly led to more such events taking place. The lawsuit officially seeks more than $50,000 in damages. Three hero surfers saved an Australian woman after she plunged 80 feet from a Sydney cliff.
Wow.
Dylan DaCosta and Hava Black and Toby Dunn were surfing a reef break when they heard a cry for help from two spear fishermen. When they looked over, they saw a motionless 28-year-old woman floating in the water. The surfers grabbed the woman, put her on the surfboard to keep her afloat before frantically paddling towards the rocky shoreline. And it took the surfers nearly 20 minutes to climb the rocky terrain with her, after which a woman was airlifted to the hospital. She's in stable condition. So
dude, you get the best barrels ever. Just like you pull in, and you just get spit right out of them. And you just drop in and just smack the lip. Whoop! Drop down. Snap! Ah! And then after that, you just drop in, just ride the barrel and get pitted. So pitted like that.
Heroes.
It's an astonishing recounting of this heroic act.
93.3 WMMR. Audio on demand. It's the Bizarre File podcast.
A Texas woman was found dead after a pre-dawn attack by a group of feral hogs outside of a home.
I saw this story.
Christine Rollins, a 59-year-old caregiver to an elderly couple, failed to show up at her normal time on Sunday. The 84-year-old homeowner found her lying in her front yard between her car and the house. The sheriff, Brian Hawthorne, said multiple hogs assaulted Rollins when she arrived at work, likely between 6 and 6:30 a.m. when it was still dark outside. He said, in my 35 years, I will tell you, it is one of the worst things I've ever seen. It essentially ate her to death.
So what happens is, Preston, out there, they have an issue. They'll actually hire hunters to go out and thin these herds, I guess. I don't know what they're called, but of these things, because they can get that vicious.
The medical examiner determined Rollins was attacked by different hogs because of the various size of the bites on her body. Mature feral hogs can weigh anywhere between 100 and 400 pounds. The sheriff noted feral hogs are a problem across Texas, but attacks are rare. Neighbors have complained recently about wild hogs in the area. Yeah, they're brutal, man. Police released an image of a suspect wanted in connection with one of two incidents in which feces and urine were thrown at people inside Toronto University libraries.
Feces and urine?
Yeah. The police said that the first incident they were investigating occurred November 22nd. The second one was on the 24th. An unknown male entered Scott Library and deposited a substance suspected of containing fecal matter on a student. York University Security Services responded to the incident. Police confirmed Monday afternoon that a man entered the library carrying a bucket and poured the contents onto an unsuspecting person who was seated at a table.
Jeez.
The man then fled the area. Investigators confirmed the bucket contained liquefied fecal matter.
It was due to feces thrown all over the walls.
Diarrhea. A security camera image of the suspect wanted in the connection with the incident has been released by investigators.
And where was this again?
It was in Toronto.
They're usually a lot more polite, aren't they?
Yes. A student at the University of Toronto was in the library at the time of the incident and said, "We'll never forget the smell." Said, "I thought it was coffee or something, and all of a sudden the smell hit. I thought I was going to faint."
I thought the guy was just carrying around a bucket of coffee.
Me and my friends packed up our stuff and ran out of the room. So they're looking
That's
for this
effed
guy.
Up.
Preston, they arrested him. And it says here that the police were able to flush him out.
Oh, because of the diarrhea.
Yeah, right? Because of the diarrhea. All right. Let's see. How wild is this? A German man who spent more than 2 weeks in intensive care has succumbed to maladies sustained when he was licked by his dog.
Oh, no.
The unidentified victim is described as a 63-year-old man who is in good health before coming into contact with the bacterium called Capnocytophaga.
Which is Latin for "I lick my butt."
Canamorsis. He had been touched and licked but not bitten or injured by his dog, his only pet, in previous weeks, the report read. He had arrived at the hospital with flu-like symptoms, including fever, difficulty breathing, joint pain, and skin irritation, and condition deteriorated over the next 30 hours, leading to kidney and liver breakdowns His organ failure only worsened. He experienced cardiac arrest but was successfully resuscitated and then intubated and mechanically ventilated. His temperature jumped to nearly 106 degrees during his 11th day at the hospital, and a CT scan indicated brain damage. He was dead 5 days later.
You know, as many times I hear stories like this, I still kiss my dog and I'm going to let him lick
me. Of course.
It's like, they're so adorable.
The report describes C. canamorsis as a gram-negative rod and facultative anaerobic bacterium that physiologically inhabits the oral cavity, especially of dogs and cats.
It's not
from fecal matter. In September, a Wisconsin man lost his arms and legs at the same bacterial infection thought to have been caused after he was licked by his pet pit bull. He, too, suffered flu-like symptoms initially, and then things got worse, and they had to remove his limbs.
Yeah, I hope my wife's not listening right now.
Does she kiss the dog?
No, I do. And
he makes out with his dog. Yeah. You love it, but you love them. They're so adorable. Of course you got to French kiss them.
Let's see. An Australian man who deliberately mowed down at least 20 kangaroos with a truck avoided jail on Tuesday after pleading guilty to animal cruelty. The dead animals, including two joeys, were found littered all over the roads in the far southeast of the country in September. I did this in the Bizarre File.
Yeah, and it was mind-boggling at that time.
Nathan Sanger, who is 20, appeared in a local court where he admitted his role in the killing spree, which lasted an hour and sparked widespread outrage.
There's freaking video of it.
Yeah, the court heard Sanger had caused a lot of suffering to a large number of defenseless animals in an act of gratuitous cruelty. He was facing up to 5 years in jail for torturing or beating and causing the death of an animal, but the first-time offender was ordered to complete 500 hours of community service.
First-time offender? He drives through 20 of them.
Yeah, he had already begun volunteering. He had already begun volunteering at a sanctuary. For Native Australians.
Nothing lightens up a dead kangaroo story like Joey Lawrence.
The Native Australian animals in an attempt to make amends. Sega man who police alleged was in the car at the time of the incident pleaded not guilty. His case will return to court in January. One last story. It's important to make sure that the animal you adopt is a domesticated one. A woman from Argentina says that she was with her brother when they spotted a tiny feline next to another kitten and a dead adult cat. She says that she thought it was an abandoned cat who had given birth.
And what was it?
Took both kittens home to the nurse and nurse them to good health. One kitten died. 2 months later, she took the remaining kitten to the vet for a checkup. The vet told them that it was a puma.
Oh, my gosh.
They're still adorable.
Yeah, but it's
until they get to be 120
pounds. It's a puma.
Yeah.
They're found in South America.
Where's Grandma?
And the southern part of North America. The woman took the cat to a nature reserve so that it can live in its natural habitat.
What's that in its mouth? Yeah. That's Grandma's head.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click on demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.